This is Ron's update with Ron from the Lost Trail Runner podcast. I just finished up a most excellent 10K slow run at the mountain today. When I discount the aches and pains, I had an excellent run. The temperature was about 49 degrees. The wind was blowing maybe about 10 to 12 miles an hour, so it was chilly. And I wore a Brooks long sleeve. I don't know what the name of it is. The shirt I was wearing today was a Podium Half Zip 2 in Nightlife. That's the color. But it is the best cold weather long sleeve shirt I've ever worn. It's a kind of a Tour de France yellow color. And it has thumb holes in the sleeve where you can stick your thumbs through to pull the sleeve down over the tops of your knuckles. And it is just great. But anyway, not to get sidetracked on the shirt. It was kind of like a Phil Maffetone run, you know. I was doing the Galloway run walk, and I was only doing most of the run. I was doing 30 seconds run, 30 seconds walk, and then after about 4 miles, I moved up to 1 minute run, 30 second walk, 1.5 minute run, 30 second walk for the rest of the run. But for some reason, I just kind of got in the zone today and was chugging along and just felt good, except for my pains. I was originally listening to a 100 Mile Ultra Running podcast, Trail Slammer, and then when I finished up listening to all of his podcasts that I had on my little shuffle, I listened to Dirt Dog, and he mentioned Maffetone and heart rate training, and it made me remember that back in the 90s I had kind of toyed with that system. I had purchased PC Coach for my computer, and one of the programs that I bought for that PC Coach was Mike Pigg's triathlon training, and it's based on Phil Maffetone's heart rate type of training. Very low heart rate, slow running, and as you get in better shape, you end up running faster at a lower heart rate type thing. So I was listening to that and I was thinking, you know, that's pretty much what I'm doing right now with this run walk, because my heart rate's not getting up high, but I'm getting the time in and the distance in. I just can't do the speed, because when I do the speed, my leg hurts worse. So I started thinking, well, maybe I just gotta modify my goal here and just get my mileage in at a low pace, low speed, low heart rate, and try to build up my base more and more, and use Galloway's program as the framework for that, and Maffetone's heart rate training as, you know, the guts of it or whatever. So I was thinking about that while I was running, and I just kind of got in the zone and had a very good run for a change, even though it was a cold day, and it's still 49 degrees. And tried to run in the sun mostly, but after I got warmed up, then it didn't matter. I ran wherever I happened to go, and having the Garmin on really is great, because you don't have to have your course mapped out. You can just kind of improvise and change your, you know, where you want to go as you're going. So I got my 10K in. I did use the virtual training partner, and I beat him by about 0.3 of a mile. Now, mind you, I had him set on 1330, and I only averaged about 1242. I mean, we're not talking speed here. We're just chugging. But I just felt good. I hate to keep repeating myself here, but I haven't had a good run in a long time since I've been hurting. And this one was a good run in spite of hurting. So I'll just shut this down and get it out to you. And we'll talk to you again later on. Thanks for listening to my update podcast, and if you'd like to give me some feedback on it, send me an email at losttrailrunner@gmail.com, and I'd appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.